This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Tonto National Forest in Arizona will be rescinding the final environmental review that triggered the land swap of Oak Flat, a sacred site, to a mining company. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media reports.
If the land transfer takes place, the proposed copper mine would be one of the largest in the country, one day transforming Oak Flat into a crater. Attorney Luke Goodrich is representing Apache Stronghold, one of the groups opposing the transfer. He calls the rescinded review a temporary retreat.
But a temporary retreat doesn't solve the problem. The government is still planning to transfer and destroy Oak Flat, and Oak Flat and the Apaches still need legal protection.
Soon after, the federal government responded to an emergency injunction filing on the project. It says it doesn't think there's a need for it, especially since the land exchange will probably be delayed by the rescinded final review. It says a change in land title doesn't pose an immediate harm to the site, and mining is years away. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
The country's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says tribal nations will be able to get single-dose COVID-19 vaccines being approved by the federal government. Over the weekend, the U.S. authorized Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine.
I just have been in consultation with our medical team, and the plan for the distribution of the J&J vaccine will that it will be equitably distributed in exactly the same way that the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines have been distributed. It's based on population per state. And then when you get tribal nations, the same mechanism that got the Moderna and the Pfizer to you will get the J&J to you.
Tribes across the country have been using the two-dose vaccines with distribution through the Indian Health Service or states. IHS officials ahead of J&J approval last week said the IHS will use all available vaccines authorized by the government. Fauci is serving as chief medical advisor to President Biden, leading the administration's COVID-19 response team. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota is relaxing checkpoint restrictions on the reservation to allow vehicles through regardless of residency or business. The checkpoints have been part of the tribe's COVID-19 emergency response. The decision comes after consultation with medical professionals, the Public Health Task Force, and as COVID-19 vaccinations take place in the community. Checkpoints will remain as part of contact tracing. Spokesperson Remy Baldeagle says the restrictions may change due to potential outbreaks.
If, for instance, a hotspot happened on a community off the reservation and there was an outbreak, then because there's different variances of the virus that are coming out, if an outbreak happens on a community off the reservation, we may still, you know, go back to those more strict applications in regards to that particular area.
Last year, tribal checkpoints faced scrutiny by the state's governor, Kristi Noem, who said they interfered with interstate commerce. Tribes kept their checkpoints, failing to reach an agreement with the state. Public health teams in Colorado are collaborating with the Southern Ute Tribe for a mobile COVID-19 testing event on the reservation and surrounding community Tuesday to gather data on the virus. Over the weekend, the tribe confirmed the discovery of the California COVID-19 variant on the reservation. Its origin is currently under investigation. It was found in a sample from an individual with COVID-19 who recently died. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.